Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Monday, y'all. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico. And I am so glad to have you guys here. And let's have some fun. Across the table from me are two very funny, talented gentlemen from the Boys cast. It is our good friend, Danny Polistrak.
How you doing? How's it going?
How you doing, brother?
I'm well.
It's
going to
be a fun day. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
And next to him, my buddy, we have written together before, and I enjoy him very much. Incredibly funny and talented, Ziad Doodry. How you doing, brother?
What's up, dude? How are you?
How you doing, baby?
I'm good. It's just, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. You look like you got some miles on you, pal.
That would be putting it lightly.
Okay, well, we're going to have some fucking fun. Thank you guys for being here. Let's get plugs out of the way right away. Danny, what do you want people to check out?
Check out the Boys cast every Friday. Check out my call-in shows, Low Value Mail, every Monday night. And the Bathhouse every Tuesday, live from the Stand.
Fantastic.
I'm here, so I don't know. Just follow it on Instagram. I'm here for the next 2 months.
Very, very cool. Hey, guys, if you want to follow me, go to @ZachIsNotFunny on Instagram. punchup.live/ZachAmico for my dates, and I'll be on the road with Insane Clown Posse all week this week. I'm leaving tomorrow morning. Don't worry, we are banking episodes, so you're not going to miss any shows. If you love the show, go to gasdigital.com, promo code ZOO, get $1.50 off of your subscription a month. You get episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the archives, thousands of episodes of your favorite podcasts, as well as the live chat. And if I see you on the road, you tell me you subscribe using the promo code ZOO, I'll give you a fucking kiss. Why not, huh? All right.
On the mouth?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh,
yeah, no, I'm coming back with herpes, baby. I'm collecting.
Yeah, keep that info to yourselves.
Yeah, I'm collecting strains. They call me the carrier.
Oh, no.
And shout out to Insane Clown Posse for accidentally headlining Bonnaroo.
Oh, what happened?
They were the last band that played, and then rain destroyed the rest of the festival.
What?
So technically, by technicality, 35 years into it, they headlined Bonnaroo.
Nice.
And the show was great. They streamed it. Really, really fucking fun. We got a bunch of silly shit to talk about. So obviously, today's episode, Israel, Palestine. Let's get deep dive.
Oh, is that why we're here?
No, of course not. No.
Do you want to swap? We'll do like a
I'll take Palestine.
Not at all.
I'll have what he's at.
Can I take Iran? I'm a bunch of scrappy upstarts. I like them.
I have no interest in ever talking politics on a comedy podcast.
Oh, thank
God. It is absolute death. And you know what? If it's Dave Smith, I get it because Dave's well-read. I'm dumb as fuck. I shouldn't get to have an opinion.
Yeah. You know, by the way, I found out Dave Smith's stage name.
Crazy. Right?
Well, dude, I wish you guys had met Wigger Dave Smith.
I see all the photos on
like
Twitter.
Posing with Cash, Dave Smith. Timberlands. Dave, it's dude, when I met Dave, he was a Wigger liberal Jew from Brooklyn.
I love
you
that.
You know how good Lauren's pussy must be. Dude, he fucked Lauren and found Christ. Think about that.
Some good pussy right there.
The Lord appeared, took the yarmulke, and took the sideways hat.
Where's he from? Is he originally from
Brooklyn?
Brooklyn.
He actually, you know, Chris Vega.
I know. We did one of these once.
Him and Dave grew up together.
Oh, wild.
And then Crack.
They're the same age.
They same area.
Oh,
yeah,
and and then Crack Amico, the rapper named after me, Dave's cousin, does his beats.
What do you think about that guy? Are you offended by him? Do you like him? Are you pissed off at him?
He is my buddy.
Yeah,
and
I like
you know
it.
We found him here on the show.
I don't know. I don't follow. I follow your shit.
He years ago on Real's podcast, we had a. It was a running joke that somebody should be a rapper named Crack Amico.
Oh yeah.
Then we had a contest.
Yeah. Got it.
He won.
Yeah.
I enjoy him. I think he's very talented.
Yes.
My issue is a lot of people on the internet that don't think
that he's black.
Well, they think he's me.
Oh. Okay.
So he'll like. He doesn't do it so much anymore, but he would like straight up talk shit to comics. And then they would think it was my account, and I just used the nickname.
So people
are like, man, Zach goes in hard on Bert. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I love Bert.
Yeah.
And they're like, and then I would find, so he stopped doing that. And no, I don't agree with everything he says, but I respect him, and I he's doing his thing.
Hey, he's not as good as my other favorite rapper, Manny Polachek. That's so stupid. Yeah. Just some Puerto Rican guy.
I will say that, two people or something. The new the Dave Portnoy song is pretty fucking
from Crack Amico.
It's an earworm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's set to Hava Nagila, and it's very hateful. but I really I respect it, and he's my boy. Good all live too. Okay.
Oh, he does live shows? I didn't know.
Yeah, he does Skankfest.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do that.
All right, we got a bunch of silly shit. Prince William's friend, Sanjay Kapoor, dead at 53. Can we guess how?
I know, unfortunately.
You know already?
You know already?
Yeah.
I didn't know the news like this.
I was on Twitter. I saw
it. Well,
wait.
I think I could give you 50 guesses.
You couldn't guess this.
And Prince William.
Well, you could guess the one thing, but you can't guess the other thing.
Yeah, it's I would give you 50 guesses. And,
all right,
dead after swallowing bee during polo match.
It's got to be that one, right?
Yeah,
it has to be that one, right?
What a
to get my girl at the age of 54. That's amazing.
It wasn't even anaphylactic though. He had a heart attack.
Who's anaphylactic?
It wasn't.
Sorry, welcome to this horse shit. You're going to get a bunch of horse shit at you for an hour, Danny, so just strap the fuck in.
I like her a lot better than her professional friend.
Oh, what's her professional?
Prophylactic.
Nice.
Nice.
This is all we would do.
This is what we do, baby.
People really hate it.
Yep. Just me, dude, this has been hours of writing sessions of me and him making each other laugh
just
with bad puns.
Yeah.
Horrific. And then just five hot girls. Just, what is this?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And you're like, shut up.
You're like, you're not hot enough to just be hot. Get right.
No, or then Rick Rubin comes and they go, who's that homeless man?
And I can't talk. I'm just like,
yeah. And me, we're like, it's fucking Rick Rubin.
I literally, that's the first time I just like, he's like, hey. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
It's like too loud. It's too loud. None of it made sense. Just couldn't handle my shit.
You guys were writing comedy with Rick Rubin?
He showed up in the room once.
He wanted to listen.
He sat on the floor.
Crisscross applesauce. He showed up with no shoes.
Yeah.
Hands on his chest, eyes closed, like he was
taking like
in
he
a
meditated.
Yoga class.
Weird.
And I was trying to pitch some probably dick joke. And
yeah.
I remember like being like, I kept looking over and I was like, and then he sat, then his cum is like, I'm just like,
yeah.
And he's just.
Just soaking really it absorbing
in.
It.
Yeah, yeah. I think he had like a comedy thing for a while where he wanted to understand it better.
I used to have a comedy thing too.
Yeah. a career, I know. Me too.
Yeah.
All right. So, Shannon, tell us more about this gentleman who swallowed the bee.
I mean, that's pretty much
the story.
Yeah. And it was a anaphylactic shock that triggered his heart to stop. So it was heart attack, like the final thing.
So is that, is he,
because I didn't know a bee sting.
Allergic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Turns out, yes.
All right.
Yeah, if you swallow a needle, that might kill you.
Yeah, no. I mean, I feel like you could swallow most bugs and be okay.
Yeah.
You could probably eat a scorpion and be okay. I mean, if I'm going to ask anybody at this table.
I guess he's allergic to bees.
If scorpions are edible.
What country was
I was
in?
Like, listen, I can get him out of their hole, but I can't do anything past that. I'll play a little flute.
What country? Was this in England?
Shannon, was it in England?
Hold on. Yes, England on Thursday, last Thursday. And it does say that only a small percentage of people that are allergic actually die as quickly as he did. So I guess he was just severely allergic.
He also swallowed it.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Help.
You never played polo before? That shit happens, dude. It's one of the hazards of polo.
More of a bee spitter, personally.
He It's such a royal way to die.
Yeah, I mean,
because they're not. I mean, I would assume
it's a
Sanjay Kapoor. I would assume maybe Indian.
Yeah.
I'll take a wild guess.
Let's take a swing.
Yeah. like he did in that polo match for a swallow to be.
It's such a Mad Libs way to die.
Yeah. Good looking guy, too.
I did not think he'd look
rich
like that.
Rich as shit.
I did not think he... Wait, he was 54? He looks a little like Aziz. Oh,
53. Yeah.
1.2 billion.
Or as they say in his...
Bill?
Yeah.
Or as they say in his culture, 54. Oh, man. Oh. That's rich.
That's rude.
That's hot. That's high class white pussy.
Yeah,
yeah. That is rich. 1.2 billion. You said.
That's what they said. Yeah.
I thought.
And
I
a bee took him.
Bee got him. That's the funny thing, you know.
That's fucking.
You have all the money in the world, and then you just die. Then from you a swallow fucking bee sting like a dumb bitch.
You swallow a bee on a horse.
It's like a cartoon. I mean,
Chan, do we have is the bee okay?
I mean, that guy's so rich that they might just get rid of all the bees.
I think the bees settle. You know,
that's the kind of shit rich people do. Is they go, yeah, we need to just get rid of every bee. We can't have bees killing us.
I was scared of bees a lot as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, I got stung in the eye.
You look like you got stung right now.
By a lot. Yeah.
It looked like the bee came in here and fucking stabbed you and then left.
I think I swallowed a lot of bees. They call me the hive.
Like an hour ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I got stung in the
pink. It looked like you ate a bowl of bees.
I had a bowl of bees for breakfast. That's all they had left.
That's so fucking
nice little
ridiculous.
Bowl of bees. No, they de-sting them.
Yeah, they did. So it's ethical.
I got stung in the pink of the eye when I was a little kid.
Ouch.
And my eye closed. And my cousin Jennifer, we were at Dollywood. A bee went up her dress and stung her in the pussy.
Ouch.
Did two sting her in the ass? It's a reverse shocker right there. Yeah.
So I've been terrified. When I was a little kid, I was like terrified. And then I think I was scared of my girl, too.
My girl, yeah. My girl did that to a lot of people.
I think about that movie, like, honestly, too much for how old it is. And I just imagine that the writers were just tired of writing that story.
Yeah.
Because that's the dumbest ending, to just be like, all right, maybe, like, bees get it. Like, it's got to be, like, you're just tired.
I mean, that movie, it's crazy because I literally was talking about it with my wife, like, a week ago.
Yeah. What did she come up with?
I don't remember what the context was.
I mean, there
was
no foreshadowing to that, right? There wasn't, like, a random thing happens, and they're like, all right, the movie's done. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, it's confusing.
Yeah.
I will say,
Joe Black,
the hardest part of writing shit is the ending.
Yeah,
I haven't even come up with the rest of this sentence.
excellent way to break the tension at a funeral.
Yeah, sure.
I have at one of my best friend's funerals last year. My wife and I were trying not to cry, waiting on the line to go see him, and I just whispered in her, I went, he can't see without his glasses.
Oh my God.
Had to break the tension.
Buddy.
All right, moving on. The Valley star Zach Wickham confesses to getting Scrotox, Botox of the scrotum. Shannon, tell us about this guy's tight balls.
Okay, so he said apparently it's supposed to feel really good during sex and just looks aesthetically better. You know how balls go up and down? I was just like, you know what? Let's see what happens when they stay down.
Well, so, this is to make them looser.
Which doesn't make sense to me.
But I guess it fills out kind of sack a little better.
Yeah, it says when the muscle is overactive, it can cause the scrotum to contract tightly or retract.
I heard about this.
Yeah, which some patients find uncomfortable or unappealing. By temporarily inactivating this reflex with Botox, the scrotum hangs lower, creating a smoother, more relaxed appearance.
Also, it's like a de-wrinkler.
Yeah.
And I heard the name. I know the doctor that does this, weirdly. Sack Amico? Yeah, right. Never heard of this fucking story.
Doctor Sack.
MD.
I don't know.
MD balls.
My dick.
It might not even be. It might just be some cosmetologist.
Yeah, I think
Sack,
also,
Sack this is Amico. A Dave Chappelle joke that someone took seriously.
Hey, man.
Remember you talking about, he's like, I'm going to get the wrinkles in my balls smoothed out. That's crazy to go and be like, I want that.
Of all the things
I tried,
I tried with an iron.
You leave it on, you're
cauterizing your nuts like an old war victim.
Do you guys have? I have definitely long ball days.
Yeah.
In the summer, like long ball. I definitely have like the dog days of summer.
Sure.
I got a sack on me.
Yeah.
Like dip in the.
I still never had my balls touch toilet water.
That's not
a real thing though, right?
My balls have hit the water.
It's one thing that I'm like, I'm not looking forward to it happening. I feel like you've crossed the Rubicon in
I've teabagged the water a couple of times.
Oh,
that would send shudders. I want to see him massive dump. And
no, not right now. I don't think they would hit anything.
Teabag your own shit.
I always wondered if I had a log, if it would like ride at the top of it, like a mechanical bolt.
Teabag your own shit is like, I know when I come into the show what to hear, I think I'll hear.
Yeah.
I'm like, Zach's going to say Jew or black in the first. I tried doing it. It's teabag your own
teabag
shit.
Teabag your own shit. That's tough.
Takes it for me.
Because you can't enjoy a shit ever again, really.
You can't enjoy your balls ever again.
You know. It's not all the time.
I'm saying that's the worst part is that it's not all the time. So then you're just like, is this the time? And you never know. And then you're like, that would be like kind of shocking to your nervous system.
Oh, yeah. No, it wakes you up.
Yeah. Like just cold water with shit floating around in it.
Cold ball. Well, usually it hits before you, unless you're doing the move where you're taking your pants down, turning around and shitting all at the same time.
I imagine those are most of yours where it's just like instant.
No, most of my shits are my morning constitution is a two-parter.
Yeah,
like Kill Bill 1 and 2, where I have half of it and then I need 20 minutes to cook.
It's like the Louis joke where it's like every shit is an emergency.
Yeah. But I'm a twofer in the morning.
Oh, okay,
I actually we set in my house there's a 5:45 Zacho shit alarm, and then Zach's wife 6 a.m. wake up, go back to sleep. Another 10 minutes, another alarm for me to be done shitting.
Oh.
Then she showers, goes to work, and then usually I shit again once she leaves.
She sets the alarm just so she can have some time for the bathroom to cool down?
She goes, yeah.
Yeah.
If she gets up before me and I hear that bathroom door lock, I immediately have to shit the worst I've ever had to shit in my life. Like, I've had mornings where, like, she's been in there for 30 seconds. And I'm just on the door like, I'm sorry, you know what this is.
Oh, my God.
Can't shit in the sink again.
Nope, never again. We gotta throw all those dishes out. Hey, guys, today's episode is brought to you by our great friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. If you do Kratom, don't start doing it on my account, but if you use Kratom for one of its many excellent purposes, there's only one place on earth to get it from, and that's YoKratom.com. Why? Because they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas Digital. So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations, getting a little bit of Kratom at a time, and you don't even know what's in there when YoKratom.com has you covered with the best deal in the world of Kratom. There is no promo code needed because it don't get any better than a $60 kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door. So check them out, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Now let's get back into the program. I remember when we first started dating, she got mad because I pissed in the shower while she was peeing on the toilet. And now I've definitely shit while she's in the shower.
She's mad that you pissed in the shower?
Yeah. We were both coming home from a bar and we both had to piss desperately. And we both ran into the bathroom. And I was like, you use the toilet, I'll piss in the shower. Now I have definitely shit while she's in the shower.
I mean, I've definitely pissed in the sink because I couldn't get in.
Wait, do you do that? That's the sign of intimacy I just can't get to yet.
Where someone's like, we've been together 11 years.
I know, that's the thing that I'm like, man, I'm a child.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Do you shit with your wife in the thing?
Hell no.
Thank you, brother.
No, never.
Some semblance of
never
foreign domesticate like that. I just need that space, you know.
I think we broke a lot of the intimacy rules quick because we got food poisoning within like a month and a half of dating.
That's kind of like a nice thing. Like if you're starting a date, you guys should go eat some old fish together.
And she
get closer.
I think it was bad buffalo wings. Oof. There's a pizza place by my old apartment that would change names every year.
Oh yeah, we know those.
And they had like a Monday special that was like a pizza and wings for like $15.
Well, yeah, they were Friday special.
Yeah, and she was probably about 8 hours ahead of me on it.
Oh yeah.
And she spent all night puking in a bucket, and then I cleaned it out and put it back. And that was like maybe the fourth time she had slept over.
Bananas. And then that kind of locks you in.
No, pizza and buffalo wings. And that I think that broke a lot of that shit immediately because like I cleaned her puke like on one of our
makeshift COVID.
Yeah, and then later I definitely paid her back in spades with my disgustingness. Has she seen me? She's seen me shit my pants.
Have you ever shit your pants, Danny?
Like when I'm sick,
the only one I can remember was I was like six and I had a babysitter and she made me laugh so hard that just full log in my pants. Like it wasn't like.
Where did you meet this funny woman?
It was maybe she was tickling me or something. I don't even remember.
It was a babysitter, hilarious.
But I remember it was like a full solid log. Like it wasn't like you're like, oh, I have like a wet shit that
it was
like
Judy Tenuta.
that cannot be contained. It was just like straight, just like full log.
Who's the lady that used to wear the big tie?
Paula Poundstone?
Yeah, yeah.
Paula Poundstone. She's the first sit down.
Poking at you. No,
it's an esoteric tickle.
Yeah, like a sick. Trust the fart you shouldn't have.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there wasn't that. It was just like, I don't know what.
Yeah, no, I've had a few of those bowel movement in the last couple of years.
Oof.
at my heaviest, which was a little bit more than this, we had an issue where I would sit on the edge of the tub while I showered and to like wash my feet and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while,
like
the way a hot girl kisses a napkin? I would leave an asshole mark on the edge of the tub. And she was like, if this ever happens again, I'm leaving you.
Oh my God. That's
Zach. That
I call it my signature.
Zach. That is one of the funniest, grossest things I've ever heard.
How does your asshole make contact with the tub?
I don't know. Would I would just leave a little sun,
or is it just leaking?
No. It was definitely
a little sun.
Yeah, it was a circle.
Someone's like, Zach's been here.
I have surprisingly no ass.
Oh,
for a man of my size,
I have no ass either.
I have leg in it.
I have no ass either, but I don't think my asshole could come. In
I have Hank Hill's ass
with a flat surface.
I think it was all the weight on top of no ass.
I'm like that just. That doesn't make any sense.
It was like a stamp, like a notary stamp.
Like I'm sitting on a seat. I'm becoming hyper aware of my asshole.
Right now.
I'm
always hyper aware of my asshole.
Well, because I'm sitting down right now and I'm just like, there's no way my asshole could be.
I have a terrible asshole, so I feel it all the time.
But if my pants, it must be a really loose asshole. It must hang a bit.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever taken a good look.
I don't think you could, but
we need a lot of mirrors.
I would need an assistant with a camera.
Yeah, yeah.
You need like a
Hubble telescope.
You need like a Newtonian physics pyramid mirror.
I just
shining
do not see how my asshole can make contact.
I need to make a shadow box.
Yeah, it's got to be like a funhouse of mirrors to find Zach's asshole.
I've never had anybody put their face in there, so I have no idea.
No one should. I don't know why we're doing this.
Well, if anybody did, they would not live to tell the tale.
But the cops would know who did it.
Yes.
It would just be
sure,
that.
Sure, hey.
Wait, that's a signature from the tub. Yeah. We know that, Mark.
They look like Bullseye from Daredevil.
It's like you killed a goth girl.
Hey, listen,
she's not goth.
Hey, my costume is not your culture.
Did I ever tell you what my dad used to how he categorized Indians when we were kids?
No, what'd he say?
Push starts and pull starts.
What is that?
So the dot.
Push start is my cousin's name, by the way.
Oh, push start DG. Yeah. There's a gas station. I wasn't sure. Is he a gas station or a hotel? So
I love that those are the two options. I'm like, fucking hotel is pretty nice.
Yeah, hotel sing.
Hotel sing. so it's the two kinds of motors on boats. A push start is a button, so that's the dot.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Pull start is a turbine. And that's for like they were push starts and pull starts because there was a store called Tayamo where I grew up, and when I was a little kid, they called it the juice store.
Wow, and that's like a Spanish store, right?
No, it's a chain. But it's called Tayamo.
Tayamo means like I love you.
Yes, but it's like a chain of like Krauser, like it's a convenience store.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And so it was the juice store. Then my uncle worked there, but he was the same bosses. Then it was the Jew op shop, the Jew operated shop.
Gotcha.
And then it became the Hindu store. When I was like in
like equally diverse.
Yeah, everyone
got a shot.
That seems like that's the actual normal path of
things. Then it was the Hindu store.
The Jews are like, they get their money and they go, we're out. And then the new wave
and
of
we come in, we go.
New wave of immigrants come in. Oh, we'll and they go. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll work 19-hour days and protect the store with my life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I knew one.
I hope that they called it Te Amo still.
Yeah, yeah. It was always Te Amo.
That's great. Don't change the fucking name.
My dad's best friend growing up worked at a liquor store for a while, and his wife made him quit the third time he had a gun pulled on him.
Yeah. Jeez. That's not worth it.
Because it was like, I think it was in North Bergen. And like, I think he had three different guns pulled on him in a year.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So I can imagine that's a stressful dick.
Yeah.
Te Amo was like half, it was like a shitty liquor store. And
I mean, it's stressful when you're making fucking $5 an hour and you're like, I could do other things and not get guns pulled on me.
I'd imagine liquor store day shift is a sad job.
Yeah.
The people that come in as you're like,
oh, like no, they're waiting for you to open the door.
I did like a
tour in India like 5-6 years ago, and that's like the saddest I've ever. Like I saw they opened the shutters and it was like a swarm and I was like, oh no.
Oh yeah.
This is fucking brutal.
Yeah. That's what Niagara Falls was too. Yeah.
Funnily enough, Italian guy working the thing. Nothing makes sense anywhere.
Niagara Falls, when we would stop for breakfast, it would just be a line of people buying like 40s and Four Locos.
Oh yeah. When I used to live in Toronto, there was this thing called the beer store where it's like the only place you can buy beer and you can return your empties there. And like I lived across the street and like there would be people in the park, like it opened at 10 or 11 and there'd be people in the parking lot at like 9:30 just waiting for it to open so they could trade in all the cans they collected all night for like, you know, 2 40-ounces.
Damn.
The saddest liquor store purchase I've ever seen, I saw a guy buy a big handle of Tito's, like the like gallon or whatever, and then two of the airplane bottles of it.
Yeah.
the mini ones?
The mini ones. And the guy behind the counter is like, you have the big one. He goes, I love them. They're so cute. And I realized they were for the ride home.
Yeah, for the ride home, and then he probably refills them too, just for travelers.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They are cute, though. He's not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sandman, when we did Legion of Skanks with Sandman, he had a 12er of 99 bananas shots on him, on his person.
Jeez.
And was drinking them throughout the night, chasing them with a gallon of water.
Ugh. Oh, that's healthy.
Yeah. Well, he goes, my liver's fine. I went to the doctor. My liver's fine because I flush 2 gallons of water a day.
There you go.
Flush it out. So my liver's great. And we're like, yeah, that's not sad.
Your Mrs. Doubtfire in your own body.
99 bananas.
I don't know what that is.
90, it's a 99 proof.
Oh.
Like a sweet, 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 I guess a vodka? Ew. Shannon, what
does
is 99
taste like bananas though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But then there's like...
It's like flavors of vodka. I think they had a stand actually at Skankfest and they were giving out those little nips to fans. Yeah, it's like flavored vodka. Was that your question? Sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's fruit punch, blue raspberry, iced tea.
Oh, man.
There's
those,
all different
that's
ones.
Fucking brutal hangovers.
But they're for kids. Yeah, and they're all
they're for
sugar.
Kids?
They're for, yeah, the flavors are definitely for kids. Yeah. You know, it's the shit you drink in, like, high school.
There's adults.
Like mango.
There's adults pretty far north of here who I think would enjoy those drinks.
Yes. Yes.
You know, in the upper end of, of New York City.
Dude, you know what I had the other day that really broke? Oh, here we go. Yeah, I mean, come on, that's for children.
Yeah.
Look at the way it's advertised.
It looks like it should come with a vape.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like as like a happy meal for death.
Ugh.
Yeah. I don't know. I kinda like the graphics, to be honest.
Yeah,
like,
nice branding.
Different tops.
Nice branding. Tops I would hate to drink any of those.
Though I mean sugar's the worst anything with a ton of sugar is the worst hangover.
Yeah. That's why like now I
flavored vodkas.
Flavored vodkas.
I started drinking with soda, like soda water, like whiskey soda, whiskey, you know. Just because it's like if I had like 3 Diet Cokes or Cokes, I'm next day I'm like, oh my god.
I've been big on vodka diet tonic.
Yeah.
Diet tonic.
Diet tonic, splash of cran or grapefruit.
Yeah. Is tonic, I guess tonic has sugar in it?
Yeah.
Not diet though.
Yeah, not diet.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Tonic has sugar in it.
I wasn't sure. I never had.
Yeah, that's been my my beverage. Or maybe a little Mountain Dew Zero.
Yeah, but I mean, going to a bar and asking for anything with Mountain Dew Zero.
No, I'm like, they're not going to have that at a bar. They're not going
to.
I mean,
I would love not to at hear a bar. If someone ordered that, I'd be like, we need to be the best friends in the world right now.
No, if I heard someone at a bar is a tequila soda or a vodka soda.
Yeah.
And then switch to, I got to be honest with you, switch to White Claw pretty early in the night lately.
Yeah, White Claws are great.
White Claw, yeah.
They'll get you, though.
Yeah, but you're not.
That's the problem that I have.
The thing is, they get. There's this, the whole malt thing, like, they're actually, like, the worst seltzer. Because it's, like, not actually vodka. It's, like, malt.
Oh, what is it?
It's malt liquor.
Yeah.
What?
Well, there's a few. There's new ones that are straight up have vodka in.
Yeah. The vodka ones are good. I like the High Noons.
Yes. Those are good.
Those are the best ones.
I had something the other. We were on the road. We did some golf course in Connecticut. And they had a high-proof lemonade.
Ooh.
That was fucking awesome. Okay. I can't remember what the brand was, but it was like 15%.
Oh, holy crap.
And it tasted like straight up just good lemonade.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, that was those are the dangerous ones. In there, then you have like five of them, and you're like, I'll hit you.
That was, we were.
Sounds
we,
like what I drank when I was 14.
We did a show in Connecticut, and I sat at the bar with all the golf club people for like another 2 hours. And then Faye goes, you want to go to the go-go bar I go to? He goes, you want to go to Lucky's? I'm like, it's going to take us like 2 hours to get there. He's like, yeah, let's go. So that night ended at 5 a.m.
Oh, my God.
No one was, in fact, lucky.
No, it was a pretty good time.
Yeah, good time.
Yeah, I mean, they got a fryer.
Okay.
So that'll fix you.
that'll fix you. That's like a Band-Aid on cancer.
Yeah. And a little tater tot action at 2 a.m. Yeah.
The next day you're waking up, you're like, I gotta kiss that bathtub.
Hey guys, real quick, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee, it's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. All right, moving on. English teacher sues parents for tricking him into moving to Ghana. What the fuck does this mean, Shannon?
It's English Ghana? Teenager. English teenager sued parents. So
English teenager?
Yeah. So this kid, his parents were like, he's starting to get into like some bad stuff. He's hanging out with gang members. So they wanted to send him like back to where they originally came from, to Ghana, to stay with a sick relative and enroll in a boarding school. So when he got there, they kind of like tricked him. They're like, oh yeah, you're just going to go there and visit, but they're actually enrolling him into the boarding school.
Well, and then when you know what they say.
Shouldn't have been bad.
Here today, gone tomorrow.
So when he got there, he begged to come home. He was like, you know, you lied to me. I'm here under false pretenses. He said he didn't feel like he belonged. He's actually an English kid at heart. And so first he tried to sue his parents and lost, and then sued again. And because he was doing so bad there, and he said he was getting made fun of, and, you know, he felt so shitty. And then he actually won the suit against his parents.
Should they have to bring him back?
Yeah, but they haven't yet. he's still stuck there, but he did win the lawsuit.
Why doesn't he just leave?
I guess because he's a
child. Is it like
child?
A boarding school? Like, is he like monitored?
So he's 14. So I guess. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Also, and that's a story as old as time. Kids, parents send kids to fucking boarding school.
Yeah, or a military school. Yeah. Or that's like, that's
I had a friend who
works.
Got sent to a military school and he would constantly escape. And then they would just round him up and fucking.
What's the punishment for something like that?
Like, you got to do crazy, like, military shit. Like, you know, carry a log on your fucking for like these death marches all night and stuff. Like,
I don't have the constitution for any of that shit. Even when I was like doing sports in high school, I don't think I had it in me.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the idea is you'll.
I couldn't deal with the yelling in the face thing.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. He couldn't either. He killed himself. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That'll do it.
Yeah.
That was a great ending.
Thanks.
Well, he escaped.
No, it was much later.
Okay.
But it didn't work.
Well, my question was this on the Ghana thing. They said that they're originally from Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like a black family that lived somewhere.
Yeah,
and then he's like, go back.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's white families that sue their parents.
That is
a white culture thing to be like.
Maybe that's why
he's from a white culture, right?
That's how he's proven he's not supposed to be there.
It's a very white thing to sue your own parents. You got to be like a boy band.
Well,
or something,
a certain shade of white, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, I think.
I'm currently in litigation against my own parents, so.
Okay.
What did they do? No, I thought you were going to run with it.
Well, if you're black and
it's so believable for a Jew to be like, I'm suing my parents.
I knew you were kidding. Yeah, I just wanted you to come up with a fake answer, and then you went,
If you're black and want to sue your dad, you got to find
the
first.
That's a problem. Good luck serving him.
Yeah. I was like, he's like, what are you saying your parents were? I was like, it's tough. He's my lawyer.
All right, well, yeah, seems like a typical that's what you do with a bad kid. Dude, I read a thing about I think it was Angela Lansbury, the Mrs. Potts from
Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah. Mrs. Potts from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, she was Mrs. Potts?
Yeah, isn't she?
I don't know, I know her from Murder, She Wrote.
That'd be a cool spin-off, though. Mrs. Potts got killed and she has to fucking find a murderer. Anyways, continue.
It was a story about in the 60s. Her daughter was hanging out with these like dirty hippies that kept coming over, and they were telling her to like steal from the family and bring them food or like go through the mom's purse. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't like these people. And she made the whole family move back to England to get her away from this hippie family.
In the US?
Yeah. They were living in California. And they moved the whole family to get the daughter away from him. It was the Manson family.
Really? I was literally about to say that. I go, sounds like the Manson.
It was the Manson family.
That's so
wow.
Yeah. And she literally heard, like, they saw on the news. They watched it from England. Yeah.
Crazy.
Like, and it was like, she would have been there.
Yeah. Yeah, she would have been one.
God, Shirley Manson. You know, what a piece of garbage.
How did you guys feel about Once Upon a Time in California or whatever? The Tarantino, the Manson one.
That was good.
It was the first one I ever got bored in.
Yeah. It was
too much driving. Too much driving, too much feet.
Yeah.
There was just a lot of driving. A
lot of feet.
And I don't mean, because like Death Proof was all driving, but it was interesting.
Yeah, Death Proof was cool.
This was just fucking.
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite.
It was meandering, I felt.
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite, but it was
I did
cool.
like it.
Yeah, I liked it.
I did like it. It was like.
It wasn't like different. A movie where I go, oh man, that was like so sick, but it was.
And I like.
I mean, half the movies I see, I'm just like this.
I liked Hateful Eight a lot, even though it was slow.
Yeah.
Like, I think he can do slow well. I just thought it was just very fucking masturbatory.
Did you watch the prequel to Hateful Eight?
I'm going to give it to you. Go ahead.
Oh, the Grateful Eight? It's not seven. I tried changing it. Sorry, we'll cut that from the show. I just like watching Zach's faces because he knows that I'm going to like this. I have certain friends that the excitement is just to watch it eat shit. And everyone else thinks we're like out of our fucking minds. I have like three friends that are like, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else just walks away. People just leave podcasts.
That's my note section on my phone. It's just awful ideas I have that I'm never going to explore. Just terrible, terrible puns.
Yeah, all day,
every day.
Horrific shit that just makes people go. literally making my drink taste worse. Did you know the Manson Beach Boys connection?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, do you know about that?
No.
I love Dennis Wilson, so it's like one of my favorite.
So Manson was hanging out with
Dennis Wilson. Dennis Wilson sort of picked his girls up. His girls were hitchhiking on the road. And he was the drummer of the Beach Boys. And then Brian Wilson just passed. And that's like a crazy sort of. But yeah, he's like picked up like two Manson girls off the. And he was like, I think it was in the movie, wasn't it? In Once Upon a Time or no?
I don't know if the Beach Boys thing was in it.
I think I'm thinking about the Beach Boys miniseries. But like he picked up these two
girls. Oh, yeah, yes, it was.
Right? He picks up these two girls and they're like, come back to our place. And they come over and it's like the Manson family. And he's like, man, this is like kind of fucking cool. Like, I like you guys.
And they had demos. Like, they had songs already.
Manson did.
Yeah, Manson had songs already.
Have they ever released Manson songs?
Oh, there's albums.
They covered they covered two of Manson's songs, right?
So, I think Manson's living at Dennis Wilson's house, basically.
Yeah.
The Beach Boys have recorded on record two Manson, one or two.
It was two songs, but one of them, they changed the name, which was, I think they changed it to like Hold On To Your Ego or Hang On To Your Ego or something like that, I think it was called, but it was like a Manson song.
Yeah.
And they promised, Manson took it in good faith because he was trying to be a musician. Mm. I had some dumb joke about like Hitler with the painting and
And
I was like, just support the arts. But Manson basically, there was like a good faith contract where Dennis is like, look, we'll do this shit. We'll pay you out. We'll get you a recording contract. He kept like telling them, get you a recording contract. And then I think Hold On To Your Ego goes like silver or gold. And he's like, well, where's my credit on the record? Like, they don't even credit him. Mm-hmm. And they just gave him the gold record. And he basically was like, that's it. He went like full George.
Well,
that's what started the collapse.
The other people in the Beach Boys circle was like, you gotta get a fucking away from this.
Yeah, they were like, get out.
They're like, this guy's dangerous. Yeah. And because he was like living at his house and shit. So then eventually there was some producer who I think had to deliver the news. Like, you guys are not hanging out anymore. He moved out of his house.
Yeah.
Sharon Tate moved in.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Oh, yeah. So that was the house of
Roman Polanski.
That Roman Polanski moved into.
That's the connection.
And the whole thing is bullshit with him saying no, he sent them there on purpose to try and find and kill the guy that he thought cost him his music career.
Got it. I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because they just did it. They did a whose fucking joke was it? It was really funny on Conan got the Mark Twain prize.
Yeah.
And they had a joke that was, they say Conan is the greatest Simpsons writer.
Oh, yeah.
And Conan actually wrote three episodes of Simpsons out, and then he had a pie chart.
It's Kumail.
Yeah, it was Kumail. And he's written three episodes. He goes, this is how many Charles Manson songs the Beach Boys recorded. Technically, Charles Manson is a bigger part of the Beach Boys
than
Conan is the Simpsons.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's great. There's a, but if you, I mean, what's weird is Manson's songs, there's a song called Look At Your Game Girl.
Yeah, Guns N' Roses did it.
Dude, it is a fucking banger. Like, he had some really good
music. Yeah, there's an album called Lie, but it's the, like, Life magazine cover.
Yeah.
And Look At Your Game Girl's really good. Garbage Dump's really good.
Yeah.
Always Forever, Home Is Where Your Heart. He's got a bunch of fucking bangers. Mm.
Yeah,
and the girls are all on it, like singing.
Underappreciated, Charles Manson.
Yeah. I would say not bad.
So he put that swastika on his head and kind of.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, well, look at Kanye.
I know.
Yeah. Do you guys. Do people discuss that Kanye definitely has like an Oedipal complex?
He's taking edibles?
No, Jesus, nitrous. Sorry.
No, he wants to fuck his mom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's something weirdly sexual with him and his mom.
He's
dead, though.
I don't know. I'm going to take a big leap here, and this is going to be a little bit white bashing again. But I think that's also sometimes a white thing, where if I've noticed this with white friends.
They want to fuck their moms?
Well, like, anytime you're close to your family or anything, they're like, what's going on? You're like, I love my family. Like, that's okay, guys.
Yeah.
But it's like, every time that happens, I'm not sure that that's the route. I'm not saying in this case or not. I'm just saying I've noticed.
That white people love their families?
That white people are sometimes a little bit more distant than when you are close. Like, if someone's close, that they're like.
So if there's affection, you're saying that white people interpret it.
Yeah, like, Indian people will, like, live at home even after they're married, but not out of anything other than, like, a cultural thing is, like, you guys are... I think there's more of a familial connection just culturally than it's just, like, well, you're still living with your, like... Yeah, but that's not, like, a...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not a weird thing. I don't know. It's like chopsticks and forks, I guess.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, yeah, toilet paper or your hand. I get it. Yeah, a toilet or the street.
Toilet or a hole.
Yeah, that is one of my
toilet or a curb.
That is one of my favorite discourses on the internet is Indian people who are like, who they're like, really you guys fucking wipe your ass with paper? It's disgusting.
Well, the bidets are now in. Yeah. That's kind of nice. It's wild that everyone's getting a makeshift bidet now.
Shannon, I know I did this on one of the pre-records, but my friend, I had a Pakistani friend. The first time he went to a white guy's house, he was looking for the fucking flower.
The faucet, right?
The pot. The pot to pour water down your ass.
Oh, that's bananas.
Yeah.
99 bananas.
Yeah. Yeah, he asked them where it was because he didn't know how to poop without it.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, it's not even like they don't know. They're legitimately like wiping your ass with paper. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you get it clean?
I've been using a spray. I have a spray that turns toilet paper into flushable wipes.
That's brilliant.
It's like a little.
Who came up with that?
Somebody sent it to me because we talked about it on the show.
That's incredible.
I got it on Amazon. So you take 3 or 4 pieces of toilet paper, and then it's a little, you spritz it, and it turns it into a flushable wet wipe.
Can you send me that?
Yeah,
that's incredible.
Big difference.
Yeah, huge. I mean, when you're in a public place and you're shitting, you can't. Have you ever done? All right, let me ask you this. This is a weird one. Have you ever done the run out? I have opened it up. No one's been in the bathroom. Ran out, fauceted, went back in because I was like, this thing needs water. This thing needs water.
Okay.
I can't drive.
I've never
this.
Done that, no.
I did it. I've done it like maybe 1 or 2 times.
Can I make a suggestion?
Which means it's 5.
Yeah.
If you're trapped,
yeah.
Use the water on top of the tank.
No.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's clean.
Yeah, but in public bathrooms, they don't, a lot of times they don't have that.
Yeah, you're right.
They don't have the tank.
I've also said, does anybody want to spit on this paper?
Yeah, yeah.
Just yell at
them. They're just like.
Hey guys, real quick, today's episode is brought to you by our great friends at Small Batch Cigars. Simple, fast, Small Batch. Hey, if you're looking for cigars, and it's a great thing to have in your house, even if you don't smoke a ton of cigars, it's like having a nice bottle of wine or some fancy cheeses. Small Batch Cigar has got you covered. They've got free shipping on every order, and almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days in the continental United States. It comes with the Bovita pack included with every purchase, so it's got the most thorough packaging in the industry. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% reward points instantly with your purchase. You want to go to smallbatchcigar.com, and what most people do is they click the new button to shop their newest arrivals. And we've got a code for you. GAS10, GAS10, gets you 10% off your order plus 5% rewards points. So give them a check out, smallbatchcigar.com. All right, let's get back into the show. So my thing with Kyle, when he talked about sucking his cousin's dick, he kind of weirdly blamed his mom for having porn magazines in the house. He's like, I had seen naked ladies, but my mom had a different kind of magazine, and we were reenacting what we found in her closet. And then he's got an unreleased song called Mama's Boyfriend, where it's just him being mad at his mom dating. And one of the things in the song is him being locked out of her room while her boyfriend fucks her. And him like banging on the door saying, I need to sleep in here and no one else is allowed to sleep next to my mother.
Hmm.
Yeah, for
my dad had some Playboys. I didn't suck my cousin's dick though.
Yeah.
Oh, I did it and I didn't have Playboys.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you
go. So then I guess we can't really say what cause was. We don't know what the causation
is. Causality.
What was your first porn magazine you saw?
Oh, we're old enough. I did when I was 17. I grew up in Queens originally. And because I live like, he knows me from Texas, but I grew up in Queens. My parents immigrated, but when I was little, a couple of my aunts used to go to the corner store, like bodega or whatever, and I'd be like, I'll come with. And it was because back then they used to put the Playboys out on the table outside of the bodega, and if you just hung out, the wind would
just kind
open the pages, and you'd be like, got it.
You're just you screenshot.
Yeah, it's just and so. They know. They found out eventually. It was like 6 months in. They were like, "He's always so excited to go." And they're like, "Oh!" And so that was truly. That was it.
What was the first you saw?
I used to always. I mean, I'm sure you do this, but I remember like they used to have the pay channels, and then scrambled pay channels.
Of
that
course.
Was probably the first one where you would just like watch the scrambled pay channels.
Yeah, you get a little glimpse.
Yeah.
But those were all softcore, right?
No.
Some were hardcore?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of
what's the difference?
No, softcore was...
I really don't know. No genitals.
No, softcore was when I was a kid, like...
HBO.
In Canada, they had this channel called Showcase, and they always had like Red Shoe Diaries and like... City TV would have all these like Shannon Tweed like softcore porn, like they were just on TV all the time.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. That was just like on TV.
Shout out Shannon Tweed.
Shout out Canada.
Julie Strain.
Yeah.
That was the
Christy
the,
Canyon.
Julie Strain had the big old. She's the heavy metal chick. You know, the cartoon heavy metal.
Oh.
Oh no! No,
it's
no.
Based on her. She was married to Kevin Eastman, who did Ninja Turtles.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and she has big fake tits.
Nice.
I had a copy of The Rowdy Girls, which was the Western with her and Shannon Tweed.
Yeah, they were just on TV all the time.
Yeah,
I think
dude.
My first.
I used to always watch like when I was like seven. I would like watch like Saturday Night Live.
Or, yeah,
like, and then right after. It would be all softcore porn on TV.
Wow, what a combo if you're a kid.
I know, man.
Holy shit. I never leave the house to stay away.
Yeah. We never had HBO or anything, but I would go to friends' houses to see like Taxi Cab Confessions or Real Sex. The first magazine I saw was Sable from WWF in Playboy.
I remember that.
Yurito Yamanashi brought it in. He found it in his apartment complex. And everybody took turns going to the bathroom with it.
Oh, my God.
I think everyone else jerked off, but I was not jerking off yet in my life.
How old were you?
I was like seventh grade.
Do you guys have the thing here? People in Canada talk about it all the time. I never encountered this, but I know 20 people who were just like, there used to just be this thing where you go out into the woods and there would just be boxes of porn magazines.
I've heard this.
I've heard
years.
So many people be like, yeah, you just go out in the woods.
Who's going to the woods?
I was too supervised for that.
Yeah, but you would just be like,
there was no fucking around in the woods for me.
Yeah, there'd just be porn in the woods.
Where were the woods?
I grew up in the suburbs, like outside of Toronto. So like there was, but like, and I always used to go there, but I never saw any porn. Never found any boxes of fucking porn magazines.
Yeah, I think basically kids would hide porn out there, and then other people would find it.
Yeah, but like it was
you
like
put
this
it in
known,
like a knot of a tree.
Yeah, like but it was like this known right thing. There. You just go out in the woods and there's porn mags.
These new kids, they don't know what we went through.
No,
just get online.
Although honestly, I'm actually happy. I don't think I would have done well if I just had a phone with all the porn in the world
no.
on it.
No, dude, I was bad enough 12. With Kazaa.
Yeah, dude, if I was like 12 and I'm just
I
like,
ruined some computers.
yeah, that was when it was
I ruined some
a lot of malware.
Like, and that's our version of the story, like waiting for a picture to load.
Oh, yeah.
Part by part.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think about like before that, there's a point where if you wanted to watch a porn, you had to rent a reel to reel.
What do you like?
You had to rent a projector.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Wow. Like
the 60s or something, 70s.
That's why I like the idea of like you know back in the Renaissance, whatever. Someone's like, "Can you paint this woman?"
Yeah.
Someone had to paint, and the more realistic they were, like this person's fucking good at painting.
Or you would go to like, and then I think in the '20s, or you would go to like a Nickelodeon, right?
Oh
and
yeah.
Literally
yeah.
Put your eye in the machine.
Yes, used to have some joke about that, but that's why I got I hate
dudes used to jack off in art galleries like in the fucking Renaissance. Yeah, that's like the only place you could just jack off is just like in an art gallery.
They were like glaze this painting before someone else does. No, it was the when people got mad at Pee-wee. I was like, he did the right thing in the right place. That's where you're supposed to go do that.
Yeah.
It's because we can't accept that people who entertain children also are human adults.
Yes. I remember there was this good Brad Wenzel, I think, is a comic, had this great joke he did one time on Conan. I love it so much. He goes, I remember when I found out that Pee-wee Herman was jacking off that movie theater, but then it kind of made sense, you know. Everything in his apartment had eyes.
Yeah. He was just watching him.
I was like, that is one of the best clean jack-off jokes I've ever.
All I think about when I watch old Pee-wees is that I feel like he was kind of a cuck. Miss Yvonne was just getting swarthy-ass dudes coming over. Pee-wee would get jealous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he would go on a bike ride, and all the furniture had to watch her get fucked. like Fernando, the soccer player, comes over. Pee-wee gets jealous, gets over it, then goes out and rides his bike and leaves him there.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the chair, the fucking globe, the floor's watching.
It's like all the furniture was the cuck. He's even worse. He could come back and have the furniture explain it to him.
Yeah.
Now you know how Kanye felt.
Yeah, Billy Baloney's got to fucking tell him about it.
That was a stage name.
Yeah, the Jewish dinosaurs. Dinosaurs are canonically Jewish. In the Christmas episode, when they go into the dinosaurs
of
the
really?
Wall, they are celebrating Hanukkah.
Oh, wow.
Danny. Thank you.
I love the Pee-wee Christmas.
I love Pee-wee.
The Pee-wee Christmas episode is a yearly thing for me.
Oh, really? I used to watch it in 20 years. What was it? Big Top? Pee-wee's Big Top? I used to just like, that was one of those things where I would rent a movie every weekend and it was just the same movie.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure is the first one, right?
That and for some reason this movie called Eddie and the Cruisers.
I don't know that movie.
I think I know that movie.
Yeah, it's a gay thing.
Cool.
Is it a gay thing?
It's about cruising. No, it's about this. It's like some. It's this weird. I don't know why I was obsessed with this movie when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But it's about this dude. It's a pretty good movie. I don't know if it holds up. Probably doesn't. Yeah, it's probably dog shit. But it's about this guy who was like the most famous musician.
Yes.
It's really like 80s schlock.
Yeah.
And he was like the most he was like Elvis basically, and then he just hated the limelight, so then he just disappeared, and everybody thought he was dead.
Shannon, please bring up
this movie, dude.
Please bring up this guy.
I think it was a popular movie.
This is like a deep cut for me.
Yeah. And then he had, and then he basically I don't know what the reason, but he had to come back, and he plays again, and he's this is Eddie and the Cruisers.
I think I've seen this. Yeah.
It was a fucking. I used to watch it every weekend.
That a turquoise Chevy convertible went off the Raritan Bridge. Its driver was Eddie Wilson of Eddie and the Cruisers. His body was never found.
You ever wonder what it might have been like if he was still around?
I used to wonder.
The car's in pretty good shape for going off a bridge.
Yeah.
Some nights it's Eddie's still alive.
This is not a kid.
This is not a kid's movie.
You were just a sad boy.
I don't know why I was. Yeah,
I remember. I think I've seen that.
I think it was a pretty popular movie in the 80s. And there's a second one, too, somehow.
Shannon, could you please bring up the black guy with the giant cock that somebody posted in the chat? There's no way that's real. That's bananas.
Hey,
also,
man, if we had the COVID guy, anything could be possible.
That's actually in
Unrelated.
Too.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure is the first one, right?
I think so, yeah.
So they actually use that in screenwriting? Yep. There's no way.
That's not real.
That can't be. No. That's silly.
It's down to his knee.
That's literally down to his knee.
That's silly. No. That's an attachment.
Oh, my God. Holy crap.
There's no way.
But this is from the 70s or something.
But how far can you even go?
I don't even think they had that technology then.
Look at her face. Her face should not be like, oh, my. It should be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's not a ooh.
That's not.
She
an
should
ooh.
Be running. That's
what do you even do with that thing?
It would be less shocking if somebody had a conjoined twin coming out of them.
It does feel like
it's
that,
nuts.
That penis should be attached to another body, and it's meeting in the middle.
Yeah, there's no Shannon Zuman.
Oh my God!
I mean, this is pre-Photoshop though.
This is crazy.
I think that's real.
I don't know, dude. That's too.
Unless it's an old photo that got photoshopped.
I just don't.
Or it could be a prosthetic.
I don't think it had. I mean, you can see it. It doesn't look like a prosthetic.
I don't.
And you can see
No, you could use the hair to cover up the prosthetic marks.
That's true.
I just don't trust it because her face, she's like, oh my.
I mean, the thing is.
That's not an oh my. Look at her. Can you go to her face?
Yeah.
Look at that. That's not
like a lady.
You don't go like this.
That's not a heavens to best.
I mean, this guy needs to be in the Guinness Book of World Records if that's.
I think it's a prosthetic, and they use the hair to cover it up.
Guinness stick of world.
Like the boogie night stick.
Yeah.
Good. This is Shannon Zuman, real quick.
Who posted this?
So then where's the real dick right now?
In it.
Oh
wait,
I think it's
I guess that's possible. Yeah,
it's inside of it, and it's smoothed out using.
Yeah, and I think that maybe the hair covers up the seams of the prosthetic.
Wouldn't that be so annoying if you're this guy, though, and you're like, everybody doesn't even think my
dick's real? That's a pretty smooth cock.
Yeah.
You got the surgery from the balls guy.
Yeah. He smoothed it out. He ironed it out.
Wait, his
name is Long Dong?
No, he's not Asian.
That's his name. Although Long Dong is reluctant to discuss his private life, he admits to having appeared in the number of films, magazines, and video productions.
Unfortunately, we would not be able to ask any of his female co-stars what having sex
with
him is like.
Dead?
Yeah, because they're all gone. They've all died of fucking internal injuries.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, I think that's got to be a.
It's got to be like a fake thing.
Or we would have heard of this guy.
Yeah. He'd be
more famous.
That's a world record right there.
Yeah.
Anyway, Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
In that thing, he's soft.
Film writing courses use it because they bought a book on screenwriting. It was Paul Rubens, Phil Hartman, and another writer, and they followed it to a T. So it's technically a 90-minute movie where the first act is the first 30 pages.
Yeah, it's
the
like
second
exactly
act. 60 it's
and
yeah,
30,
60, and then 30. So it's 30, 30, 30. The three acts of the movie.
What's the name of that book?
I can't remember which. It's one of the
cat or something.
Yeah, one of the classic screenwriting
don't
books.
Don't Kill the Cat or something.
Yeah. I want to say it's something.
I want to read it.
And but yeah, that's why they use that movie for teacher, because it's and when you watch it, it's exactly the length of this. Like, it's perfect.
Nice.
By the way, it was a prosthetic. You can share this here. I just looked on Wikipedia.
You.
And it said that while regularly he was like 9 or 10 inches.
That's not a 9.
But these are, it says a.
Oh, it's fake.
There it says that in the porn shoots it was faked. And it says that it was a very light and very delicate foam latex sleeve that fit on over the cock, carefully glued down underneath by the pubes and then made up.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
Also, did you guys see his name? Full name was Long Dong Silver.
Yeah.
It's real awesome. Original, you fucking hack.
So bring up this is the guy with the record, right, Shannon? Long the guy in the chat now in the blue shorts.
You, Matt.
Man, I really made this show so gay since Lewis left. I'm sorry. Shannon, bring up the guy. I think that might be.
Yeah, that's the guy who currently has the biggest piece.
Oh, that's normal.
He's the guy who, what's his name? Phoenix River or something? Like, he's not River Phoenix.
River Phoenix. He no, died in front of.
Is there something like Phoenix or something?
He OD'd in front of a fucking rock club.
That's the guy that has the biggest cock in the world?
Yeah,
I think so.
And his whole deal is he's like, you don't understand what going through TSA is like. He's like, because they always think he has something on
How
him.
How much is he flying that his cock is a big...
Probably not as much now because it's such a fucking inconvenience.
It's Jonah Falcon.
But he's like, he goes on like these shows. And he's
what is
like,
it, Shannon?
It's Jonah Falcon. And it's Jonah Falcon, he said 13.5 inches.
Yeah, he's
that seems like a lot.
That's a lot.
It's
a
foot.
His whole deal is very much like, woe is me.
Yeah.
He's not like, this is sick.
Mine would be, whoa, it's me.
He's like, you don't know what it's like.
Whoa.
I mean, you're hitting, after a certain point, you're just like not getting your dick all the way in, right?
Yeah, and he's like, even outside of sex, he's just like, you know.
Hey, fucking some problem to have, buddy.
Yeah.
Start kissing the edge of the tub with your asshole and come back to me. Fucking big dick Falcon. All right. Most people are guilty of doing this in the shower. But experts warn it's incredibly dangerous. Don't do it. Is it sit on the side of the tub?
I was going to say shitting and then poop. Stamping it down
Pooping.
The drain.
Thank you. I'm with him. That's exactly
Oh, mine
what it
was going to be. Oh, that makes more sense.
That's exactly what it
mine was going to be washing your feet while standing up because you might slip.
No, it's definitely shitting and pushing it down.
Yeah,
because I've read
down.
that's a thing that people do. Like 10% of people do.
10% of people shit in the shower and then,
I want to know this. Who's doing the study?
Yeah.
How are you even getting the scientists in there?
Yeah, I think, if they say 10% of people shit in the shower, that means 30% of people shit
that's
in the shower.
That's a lot.
And 2 out of every 3 lie about it.
And I mean, a lot of them are in Flint, Michigan.
Certainly thought about shitting in the shower before, but I've never done it.
I've never ever shit in the shower.
No, don't do that. It's a sacred space.
Yeah.
No, not shitting in the
gotta
shower.
You got to keep that. No. Leave it alone. You know?
Yeah, I can't. Joey Diaz has said that he used to like, drop a turd in the shower and then literally just toss it into the toilet.
Oh my god!
Or I believe it when you use your foot to put it down the drain. I think that's called a waffle stomp.
Yeah.
Oh, this is brutal.
So Shannon, tell us about Shannon. You would never shit in the shower.
I can't. I just don't even understand how that's a better thing.
Thank you.
Oh, it's certainly not better. I mean, it's only practical if you have just liquid diarrhea.
Yeah.
Because if you have a log and you're like,
if you have dysentery, I'll give you that.
Then I feel like you have shitty legs and feet.
Yeah.
Like you got to take a much longer shower than you were.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you're making a mess in there.
I don't.
And the smell with the steam and no.
Yeah, you're
and I would feel like the shower was pointless. If I have to shit when I get out of the shower, I might as well just take another shower.
I mean, the toilet is a completely finished piece of technology. Like,
yeah,
we're not going we've solved this, and we're not going anywhere past it.
Yeah, and eventually everybody will catch up. Don't worry.
Hey, I'm just happy we're showering.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, hold on. First, can we tell Azai what a shower is?
You know, they had there's an Indian guy that did an
ew.
Indian version. This whole thing is bad already. As I started, it's done. There's an Indian version of Pee Wee Herman that we actually used to have.
Oh, I mean, please.
Do you know about P.U. Herman? Dan's gonna fucking stab me.
Look how happy Zach is. I don't like that. I like it. I like P.U. Herman.
Oh, that's awesome. You know why girls in India eat dinner with their legs open?
Oh, why?
To keep the flies off the food.
Oh, my God. It's been fun. I'm getting out of here.
Shannon, tell us what we should be doing at the show.
So this is actually about peeing in the shower.
Oh.
And it says that you should not do it.
Why not?
Especially women, but men either. But for women, it says that first you're training your bladder that it's okay to empty while standing, and it could cause bladder leakage. And then also says that it messes with your pelvic floor, and then it also might create mental associations that when you hear water running, you're just going to like leak. And then for men, it says that it could put men at risk for benign prostatic hyperplasia, which occurs when the prostate gland.
I wish my dick benign.
when the prostate glands and surrounding tissue expand, obstructing the urethra. So it says it actually is a more efficient way for men to also pee while sitting on the toilet.
So what? This whole thing is, guys, you have to pee sitting down.
You know, thing, like, don't do it in the shower. Well,
first of all, I pee half the time. I pee sitting down. It's better. Sometimes you're in a rush. Sometimes you're like, I want to just chill for a second.
If I want to take a piss without turning on the lights and waking up.
Same. I'm like that in the morning where I just woke up and I'm like, I just need to sit for a second.
I mean, it is crazy when you go to like an airport or something, you go to a urinal or anywhere where there's urinals and you're just like, there's fucking piss everywhere.
How is that even possible?
Like you're like standing in a, like if you go anywhere busy, you are standing in a pool of piss.
Unbelievable. I don't even know how we're able to miss that.
It's crazy. It just goes everywhere.
I think it's a lot of splashback.
It's just kind of drips down. It's everything. But you're like, you're just, I notice it all the time where you're, it's crazy. You're standing in a pool of piss.
I don't know.
Like the toilet has been figured out. The urinal has not been figured out.
Yeah, no,
there's
not at
no
all.
Real way. I mean, the only other way would be to stick your dick in the hole.
It's like something needs to suck your dick in.
Yeah.
And if that, that
nobody
technology
will ever leave. It'll be a fucking two-hour lineup for
you
a
think
urinal.
The line to the women's.
I had to pee again. Just too loudly.
What about the trough?
The
stadium
is,
style.
Yeah,
no,
the trough,
that's terrible. That's horrific.
The trough is a little cleaner. You'll probably be less piss all over the floor.
I feel
you're getting other.
Why do they put the ice in?
Smell.
Really? Does it help?
Yeah, I've heard. Someone told me that.
I always thought they just need to get. Yeah, maybe.
It cools down the like smell.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. The hot piss.
Yeah, because you know this city, the moment it gets warm,
that's what
like
I was
piss.
Told. I don't know if it's true. I'm just telling you.
Played
and it gives you something to aim at.
Yeah, years ago I played at a gay bar in San Francisco, the Eagle, and their urinal was the long trough with ice, and it had a mirror at dick height, so you could look at everybody's dick while they
hilarious.
Pissed and judge your date for the night.
Long trough, Shannon. Could you pull up the photo of long trough?
He's Long Dong's redneck cousin, like the Dudley Boys.
Long trough.
By the way, the reason why the ice helps reducing odors and potentially aiding in cleaning is because as the ice melts slowly, it's a constant flow of water, and they also believe that it can help cleaning products adhere to the bowl longer or the trough.
Okay. So should we have ice in our toilets?
But then you're going to keep flushing it, though.
Yeah.
Hey, when someone's pissing in my mouth, should I put an ice cube in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Make it go down a little easier.
Yeah. Just to keep it. You know what? I bet it doesn't stay. I bet it melts quick.
Yeah.
One ice cube.
One ice
cube. Of piss? Yeah.
It's going and bouncing off.
Yeah. You need one
it's
of those
doing
big
the exact opposite of
you
the
need
effect.
One of those big whiskey cubes.
Oh yeah.
You can't fit one of those in your mouth.
No, you can't after you pee on it a few times.
That's true.
There you go.
All right, one more thing before we get out of here. Woman catches husband cheating with help of electric toothbrush. Tell us about it, Shannon.
So this woman was trying to like make sure that her children were brushing their teeth at the right times. So she got the whole family these like Bluetooth electric toothbrushes, and it keeps track of when you brush your teeth. And so she started to notice that her husband was brushing his teeth at times where he was actually supposed to be at work. And that led to her discovering that he was banging one of his coworkers at the house in the middle of the day.
Oh, what a fucking
doing something so nasty he had to brush his teeth afterwards.
Well, I mean, he is being very kind.
It's the old ice cube piss.
Dude, that's diabolical.
Yeah, I know. All these fucking smart devices.
By the way,
all these smart devices
anything,
just to catch guys cheating.
Yeah, you can't.
Why was his toothbrush being monitored if it was for the kids? This
the
bitch was
family.
Up to no
she
good.
She got a family of toothbrushes. It was everybody.
Why do you don't need a family? You need just for the kids.
But it was like they were doing it like all together.
They're on a family plan.
She fucking she had this bitch was what she was waiting to catch him doing something. There is no way.
Yeah.
There is no way on God's green earth she programmed his toothbrush not thinking I'm going to fuck this guy's life up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of on her side. I think she went. She's like, I think she's like, hey, maybe this will be fun. We'll all have toothbrushes. We can check our health together.
Yeah.
And she's like, why is he brushing his teeth at 5 p.m.?
When he's supposed to be at work.
Or 4 p.m.
Now,
whatever.
Question. How can it tell your brush? Can't you just turn it on and turn it off?
Well, I think it's probably got an app on it.
Yeah, it's probably connected.
So
some
if you
kind
had like
app.
A family plan, you know, because you got your toothbrushes from Tooth Mobile. What is that even referencing?
I don't know.
It's not even referencing anything. But I.
Do you
I
think was, they use Bluetooth?
There we go. Thank you. Thank you for this.
It's probably called, probably in the name, something Bluetooth.
But I think it's the app. The app's probably.
Yeah, the app.
You,
yeah, it's probably like a just everybody to track. Okay. So then, yeah, you know, hey, it's like we all
stupid.
Brush our teeth because the kids won't brush their teeth and the dad got duped into using this shit.
But also, a good way of catching somebody.
Yeah. What a real murder she wrote situation.
Yeah. Well, here's. To bring it around. If we learned one lesson today, if you're going to cheat on your chick,
don't brush your
use
teeth.
A regular use regular. An old school toothbrush after.
I mean, you can use a Sonicare. They're not connected to the internet.
Yeah, watch it. They're just always going to find new ways
they're
to
always
catch
us. Just figuring out these things. You ever see those rings that some chick invented where it's like they're like these mood rings, but they're like it sends your like mood
no.
like to your like other partner or whatever, and then it's just getting dudes pop
just coming
yeah
there's a coming color
yeah you know and it's just like
it's crazy
unnecessary
yeah just learn how to read someone's face.
Dude, I have some friends who are like don't have any. I saw my friend the other day and I always like rag on him because he doesn't know anything. He didn't know who Mr. Beast was.
That's pretty crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Wow. He's like he's literally is so like not online. He just never got social media, nothing.
Awesome,
he's just like doesn't know who Mr. Beast
is. The blue guy from X-Men.
Yeah.
No, he's the British
played
guy.
Played by Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
It's the silent... For people that have never heard of that. Kelsey Grammer.
Heartbeat.
So oh, then dude,
when
that sucks.
So when your heart's racing, you're like, why is your heart racing? You're not supposed
like
to
I'm watching
that.
A scary movie.
You're not supposed to be at the gym right now.
I'm brushing my teeth.
Yeah. Well, my heart does race when I brush my teeth, technically. My wife's finger would be on fire all the time. What happened? I walked to the bathroom. Sorry, there were three stairs. All right, so hey, we had a great day. Thank you so much to my guest, Danny Polishchuk and Zaya Dugi. Please check them out. Support their comedy. Support their podcast. And we will see you this Wednesday here on the Old Morning Zoo. Zipping it up.
Fun's begun, no sleeping in. Morning time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew.